Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The first officer to arrive at the scene of the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School and Church is being honored by the Minnesota Fraternal Order of Police. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Ryan Kelly received the Meritus Service Award for his brave leadership and selfless service on August 27, 2025. Officials said Kelly, quote, entered the sanctuary without hesitation, directed terrified children and adults to safety, set up an immediate triage area, and provided life-saving care to 28 gunshot and shrapnel victims using his combat medic and paramedic experience. A system-wide crisis is what the Minnesota Hospital Association says is plaguing nonprofit hospitals and rural residents. President and CEO Raul Karani says two hits are happening right now: the financial distress that 31 hospitals statewide are facing, and stricter Medicaid eligibility restrictions for immigrants later this year.
And so what we are talking with our lawmakers is, help us, give us some lifelines so that we can make it through the earthquake, and then we have to deal with the tsunami that starts in October of 2026.
Starting October 1st, under new federal regulations, Medicaid eligibility will be restricted to U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, Cuban and Haitian entrants, and COFA migrants. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry is one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2026. Fry is credited with leading Minneapolis throughout the largest immigration enforcement operation in U.S. history. The White House eventually removed agents involved in Operation Metro Surge from the city, but not before two people were killed and a third person was shot. U.S. Senator Tina Smith takes her fight to protect the Boundary Water Canoes area from copper mining to the Senate floor.
This kind of mine has been built in other places around the country and around the world, and in 100% of the instances, this mine has caused pollution.
Smith strongly opposes the proposed mining of copper nickel sulfide by a Chilean company, saying it will destroy the natural habitat of the BWCA. Minnesota Republican Congressman Pete Stauber is behind the bill, saying it will bring jobs and boost the economy of northern Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz continues his childcare tour of the state today in Rochester. He's making a series of stops to highlight his plan to make childcare more affordable for Minnesota families. The governor will visit an elementary and early learning school with Rochester's mayor and school superintendent. Minnesotans can text 911 in case of an emergency where they can't make a call. Emergency Communication Network's director Leah Palmer says it might be needed in cases where calling 911 isn't safe.
You don't want to use a voice call that might attract attention to you, but you want to be able to contact first responders for help or contact your dispatch for assistance. And calling might bring attention. Texting 911 and having a conversation with a dispatcher to get assistance to where you are is certainly another option.
More info on text to 911 can be found on the Department of Public Safety website. Paisley Park is out with a lineup for Prince Celebration 2026, June 3rd through the 7th in Chanhassen in Minneapolis. Prince's former bands, the New Power Generation and the Revolution, are uniting for the first time at this year's event. Tickets are on sale now. This is MNN.